On today's 50-minute time limit, the Wrestling Podcast, we have WWE Extreme Rules 2021 review. It's going to be actually kind of a jam-packed episode with lots to talk about. So without any further ado, let's get this episode started. Welcome to 15 Minute Time Limit, the Wrestling Podcast. So, Extreme Rules 2021 kicked off with Liv Morgan versus Carmella, but they did it on the pre-show, which sucks for them because it was a good match. Both women looked great in the match. Came looking great after the match as well. Liv Morgan won. It was her, if I'm not mistaken, her first singles pay-per-view match. So kudos, Liv Morgan, and on your victory. Again, they could have left it on the main show. They had time. But for whatever reason, they put it on the pre-show, which kind of sucks for them. But they still both looked great in the match. Congratulations, Liv Morgan, on your victory, which I predicted on the prediction episode that you can also listen right after this one. Good job, ladies, and congratulations on the win, Liv Morgan. Then the main show starts with a match that wasn't announced before. Big E, Kofi Kingston, and Xavier Woods, The New Day, versus Bobby Lashley, AJ Styles, and Omos, because, you know, the WWE champion should be on the pay-per-view. Even though it wasn't for the WWE title, but it's a good way to have your champ on the show. I talked about it in the predictions episode as well, that Big E doesn't have any match on the show, and that's not a match I thought they will add to the show, but I enjoyed it. It was a good 3-on-3 match, pretty solid opener. You know, I thought then maybe, just maybe, Big E will get pinned by Lashley and that's how they'll set up a match. But in the end, Big E pinned Lashley, which is great. They got plenty of time to work. The New Day are always great. AJ Styles is always great. Lashley is in a great year for his career. Almost did his part. And happy that the New Day won. But Lashley wants now a one-on-one match, challenged Big E for that match on Raw tonight. And the match is official, Bobby Lashley versus Big E for the WWE Championship tonight on Raw. I think it will be a good Raw match, maybe Raw match of the year. But then again, last week we had another potential Raw match of the year between Roman, Bobby, and Big E. So we'll see what happens. New Day won, all is right in the world. Then the SmackDown tag titles were on the line between the Usos and the Street Profits. Great match. These two teams have good chemistry together. The main story was Montez Ford's ribs. He kept selling them throughout the match. In the end, the Usos were too much for the Street Profits. Usos retained, just as I predicted. I went through my predictions and I'm glad to say I got them all right, but we'll talk about it later. Fantastic match between these two tag teams. The show started pretty hot. It's not a surprise that these two teams have great matches, and it also won't surprise me if, unfortunately, Street Profits will be split. Now, I don't want them to split via a heel turn for any of them. But, you know, maybe something like... it's obvious Montez, like I said in the SmackDown review. Montez Ford is a future world champ. Dawkins is a great, great wrestler. He can talk. He's fun in the ring. But Montez is, I don't know, a level above him or a few levels above him. So if they will split the Street Profits, I want them to be still friends, just like the New Day. You know, Dawkins say, you know what, Montez, you are a world champ material, you're younger, you're more exciting, I don't know. Having it friendly, a friendly split. You know, I want you to succeed, I'm keeping you down, go do your thing. I don't mind Montez being a secondary champ Dawkins being a secondary champ while Montez is the main champ. That could be a nice story, and they can hug and have their special moment both with singles titles. But yeah, Usos won. I kept talking about Street Profits who lost, but yeah, in the end, Usos won, and they are still SmackDown Tag Team Champs. Then we have Charlotte Flair versus Alexa Bliss for the Raw Women's title. You know, this match got me worried before, and I talked about it in the predictions episode. But in the end, they delivered a great, intense match, better than what I expected. Not a lot of supernatural stuff, not a lot of Lily stuff. Charlotte retains, and after that, she goes and tears Lily apart. And that sends Alexa Bliss on a rage attack, you know, and she destroys the announce table. And then she goes back to the ring and try to pick Lily together. But, you know, it was in Bliss' hometown, so it made a lot of sense that Charlotte would win and then attack her and then destroy her doll. Because that's what WWE does. You have someone in his hometown, he should lose. Now, I said in the predictions that I think Charlotte will keep the title, so it's not a big of a surprise. But, you know, maybe after the match when Charlotte ripped Lily apart, we could see Bliss go on a rage fit and destroy Charlotte and not let Charlotte walk out of the ring perfectly fine. Let's see Bliss go violent on Charlotte and not on the announce table to let her shine in her hometown. But maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm just thinking too logically for WWE's booking standards. I don't know. Anyway, good match from these two. So far, all the matches have been good to great, which is fun, which is nice to see. And the next match kept on delivering. The United States Championship match was the next match. Damian Priest, the champ, retained over Jeff Hardy and Sheamus. And you know what? This match, even though it was, I can't say it was short, it was more than 10 minutes, but it felt like a crazy match, jam-packed, action-packed, non-stop action, from my point of view. There were a couple of times there that I really thought they were going to pull the win for Jeff Hardy, which is great. It was very believable. I'm glad Priest kept the title. That's what I predicted to happen as well. Because Priest is on a roll. He's on momentum. He's a great champ. But they fooled me. They almost fooled me and made me think that Jeff Hardy will win it. In the end of the day, Priest rolled up Sheamus. In my predictions, I said that Jeff Hardy will take the pin. I'm happy that it was Sheamus and not Jeff Hardy. Sheamus, don't get me wrong, he's having a great, great 2021. He's one of the best wrestlers currently in the company, who keeps on putting great matches after great matches. But, you know, when you have two faces and one heel in the match, and one of your faces wins, then it makes more sense that he'll pin the heel. And that's what happened. Congratulations, Damian Priest, on retaining the title. Great match. This show so far has been great. And let me tell you something. It keeps getting better. SmackDown's Women Championship next. Becky Lynch, the champ, versus Bianca Belair. And boy, oh boy, let me tell you something. Those two women tore the house down. I know they've been doing this matchup a lot at house shows, and it was longer than their 26-second match at SummerSlam. It was a great match, great spot after spot, great psychology. I loved everything about this match, and I even loved more the ending of the match. You know, the DQ, because the boss, Sasha Banks, is back And I predicted it, and I can't believe I'm so excited because it wasn't spoiled. There were kind of small rumors about it, but I don't recall reading anywhere that the boss will be back. And she's back! She's back and she's looking better than ever, and she attacked Bianca, and then she attacked Becky, and she left them both down, and I love Sasha Banks. I truly do. And I was wondering, when will they bring her back? Now, there was the whole fiasco at SummerSlam that they knew that she won't be able to compete at SummerSlam, and they kept advertising it, and they even advertised the match Sasha versus Bianca on SummerSlam, which they knew the match won't happen. It sucks, but they brought Becky back and she won the title and everything. But now Sasha is back, and I don't mind seeing a triple threat between them. And I hope Bayley will recover quickly and be back soon, because add Bayley to the mix. You know what happens? If you add Bayley to the mix, your chances of winning go drastically down. I'm sorry, Steiner got a little bit out of me. But anyway, Sasha Banks is back. Bianca and Becky delivered huge on their match. And I'm very, very intrigued to see where this will all go. Can't wait for Friday. I can't believe we have to wait till Friday to see what's going on, but that's okay. I'll wait. I have patience. I have patience. The boss is back and directly in the title scene. And you know, some people say, why does she have to be back in the title scene? Why can't they wait? Because she was supposed to be in the title scene. She was supposed to have a title match at SummerSlam. That's okay. I don't mind her at all being back in the title scene. Great match with a great finish and great aftermatch. Boy, oh boy, this show keeps getting better. And speaking of getting better, here comes our main event of the evening. The Demon, Finn Balor, versus the head of the table, Roman Reigns, for the Universal title. And in the only Extreme Rules matchup on Extreme Rules, I always find it funny, but it was a great match. Balor and Reigns have great chemistry. They proved it more than once in the past, even in this past month. I loved it. Not a lot of extreme stuff happening in the early going, but they kicked it up a gear or two. And I can tell you the visual of the Demon King getting speared through the barricade, then all the lights went red and the heartbeat, and how Finn played it and no-sold it and got up. I started screaming. I was so excited. That was something great, a great visual, great storytelling there. But as I predicted, head of the table is still the champ. I loved that what happened was the top rope breaking to finish it off, and not some 3-on-1 Usos attack. I think it was done nicely. You know, maybe it didn't make a lot of sense, but when you're on the top rope and the top rope breaks, then you might be stunned, you might get hurt. Finn landed pretty awkwardly, or maybe that's how he intended it, and he just bumped and sold great, which we all know Finn Balor can do, so it won't surprise me if that's what he intended to do. But in the end, after that, a spear, and Roman Reigns is still the champ. And I am acknowledging the head of the table, Roman Reigns, as my Universal Champion. So that's a great match. Great match with an interesting finish, to say the least. Well done. All right, that's all the time we have for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, to share, to tell a friend. Go to linktree.com/15-minute time limit. That's linktr.ee/15-minute time limit. I had a great Extreme Rules. Enjoyed it a lot. What a wonderful pay-per-view. Kudos to WWE for stepping up and delivering, in my opinion, big time. Hope you enjoyed it as well. Thanks very much. See you tomorrow for the Raw review and some more stuff. I'm out.